Well, good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay, and you?
Good, thanks. So, Jake, today I thought we'd talk a little bit about something that I think is very interesting. In English, we'd say, you know, idioms that are derived from Chinese stories, I guess. Koji Seigo. And perhaps we could go over a couple of examples and give some of the background about how these became regular words in Japanese. So the first one that I'd like to look at with you is contradiction.
Yeah.
So a contradiction in Japanese is mujun.
Yes, mujun.
And looking at the two characters, it looks like it's a sword and a shield.
Yes, yeah.
So how did these two characters, a sword and a shield, come to mean a contradiction? Can you explain that to us?
Okay. This background is in the ancient China. There was once a man, this place, who was sailing and sailing shield.
Selling shields, okay.
Yes. And sword, yes. He was
so saying, he's like swords for sale, shields for sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and he was saying, my shields are so durable that there is nothing that can pierce them.
So that sounds like a good sales pitch, right? This shield is so strong that nothing can pierce it.
Yes.
Okay.
And he also saying, my sword are so sharp that there is nothing that they cannot pierce.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so if you got the shield that cannot be pierced,
yes,
and the sword that can pierce anything,
yes,
that sounds like a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah.
Right?
So some customers asked him, so what if you used your sword to pierce your shield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you take your sword that can pierce anything and try to try it against one of your shields that can stop anything, what's going to happen?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Yes.
So what was his answer?
The man could not answer because no logic. So yes.
Yeah. I see.
So so this character Mujun, the meaning and background is there. Yeah.
That's great. So you know when I first looked at this kanji character and I saw that, you know, it's a sword and a shield and, you know, mujun meaning contradiction, I wondered, like, how does that work? But knowing the background of this story really helps us to kind of bring home the meaning, and I think it's really interesting. So thinking about a contradiction in English, we might think about the fact that a lot of people say, you know, for example, that they'd like to have a balanced life.
Balance.
They'd like to have, work and family and, time for themselves all in a kind of balance. But in fact, though, people work 75% of their time, watch TV 10% of the time. Mm-hmm. So that's 85% of the time spent on doing those activities. This doesn't seem like a really good balance. So it's a bit of a contradiction between what we say and what we actually do.
Yeah, I think so.
Contradiction.
Contradiction, yes.
Okay, let's take a look at another one.
Okay.
This one looks like it's the kanji character for snake and legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so dasoku. This has the meaning of redundant, right?
Redundant.
So how did the kanji character for snake and legs come to mean redundant?
Okay. This was background is in the ancient China, some Chinese competed each other in drawing a snake.
Okay, so there's this snake drawing competition. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The winner can get good alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the prize was a bottle of Chinese whiskey or something.
Yes.
Like that. Uh-huh.
If drawing a snake fast. Mm-hmm. Yes. So one workman was really good at drawing and he finished it fast.
Okay.
Yes. So he felt can get alcohol, but he think it was so easy.
Mm.
So I can even draw legs on it before everybody else finished.
Okay.
Yes. And so he drew legs on the snake he drew, yes. However, snake isn't supposed to have legs, so his snake is no longer a snake, yeah, because he added to leg.
So totally redundant. What does a snake need legs for?
Yes. So finally, he couldn't get a good alcohol. Yeah, he lost.
So he went home crying that he couldn't win the prize.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you, though, you know, don't add things that are not necessary. Otherwise, you are redundant.
Yeah.
I remember this as a university student writing papers, and my teacher would write in big red ink, redundant. Don't say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I think a good example off the top of my head in English of a redundant statement. Foreign import. I think that's a good example. Mm-hmm. By definition, an import is foreign. Mm. So we don't need to put foreign in front of it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds that's really interesting to learn some things about that. Well, thank you for telling us about it today, Jake.
You're welcome.
And hopefully, if we get some other examples, we can update this and share it with the listeners.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay. See you soon.
See you. Bye.
再见.
再见.
Did I say that right?